Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Good day to you. This is the podcast where we devote a few minutes to some of the things that President Trump has said in the last 24 hours so that our grandchildren don't think we were lying. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 27th of April, 2020. On April the 26th, 2020, at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, the president took time to attack journalists he believes should be reprimanded for reporting on the Russiagate investigation, which resulted in just 34 persons being charged and 7 Trump associates being imprisoned. Trump tweeted of the journalists, "I can give the committee a very comprehensive list. When will the Nobel Committee demand the prizes back? Especially since they were gotten under fraud. The reporters and lamestream media knew the truth all along. Lawsuits will be brought against all, including fake news organisations, to rectify this terrible injustice. For all of you great lawyers out there, do we have any takers? When will the Nobel Committee act? Better be fast." Trump appears to have mixed up the Pulitzer Prize with the Nobel Prize, which he incorrectly spelt 4 times as Nobel and later tweeted that he was being sarcastic. Again. Trump threatened to strip reporters of the Nobel Prizes and sue news outlets over their reportings that confirmed Russian interference in the 2016 elections. It must be noted that the president of any country has no power to strip journalists of Nobel Prizes or Nobel Prizes or Pulitzers. The president said that reporters who covered Russian interference scandal should return their Nobels to reporters and journalists who got it right. He mentioned no names. He said, "I read a phony story in the failing New York Times about my work, schedule, and eating habits, written by a third-rate reporter who knows nothing about me. I will be in the Oval Office late into the night and see that I'm angrily eating a hamburger and Diet Coke in my bedroom. People with me are always stunned. Anything to demean." He misspelt hamburger, deleted the tweet, and reposted it. The New York Times has reported that he ends his day with French fries and Diet Coke, but never a misspelled hamburger. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 27th of April, 2020.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.